This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In many states, the deadline to register to vote in the presidential election is this week. And in the run-up to the deadline, voter groups homed in on a captive audience, some 690,000 people who are in America's jails. Most of them are awaiting trial, and most of them are eligible to vote. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Welcome to the Riverside Correctional Facility. It's part of the Philadelphia prison system. With 8,200 inmates, it's the fifth largest county correction system in the nation.
Ladies, are y'all ready to vote? Y'all both are? Okay.
This was a last-minute voter registration blitz to catch any newcomers to the jail who haven't signed up to vote November 2nd and who want to.
You registered? What about yourself?
Scenes like this have been popping up around the country. Oregon, Tennessee, Ohio, New York, D.C. In Philadelphia, Leon King oversees the jails, where about 1,700 inmates have registered to vote since February. King says voter registration for jail inmates fits into the city's philosophy of rehabilitation.
We're teaching these folks to be responsible citizens. So, for example, you get a job, you pay taxes, you become engaged. We make the point that being engaged means being involved in the political process.
John Lieb, a former Mary Knoll missionary who helped start the jail voter effort in Philadelphia 3 years ago, says turning inmates into citizens is also a matter of public safety.
Because if they don't care about their neighborhoods, they're certainly not going to care about you walking down the street.
But citizenship aside, it's also true voter registration in jails has intensified for the 2004 presidential election. Everyone involved in jail voter registration whom NPR talked to stressed they are nonpartisan. But it's often voting rights groups that focus on minorities that are doing the registration. More than half of the people in America's jails are Black or Hispanic or in another minority group. Many are there because they can't afford to post bail. It's hardly a traditionally Republican crowd, says Susan McManus, political science professor at the University of South Florida.
There's an old saying, you go where the votes are, and Democrats are more likely to get votes out of people in jail than Republicans, simply because of the demographic and socioeconomic profile of people who are in jail.
She says Republican advocacy groups are scouring for new voters, too. Only they're doing it in rural neighborhoods and small towns filled with social conservatives. Of course, one question is, will the inmates who sign up actually vote? Philadelphia is relying on a community group run by an ex-offender to track its inmates who leave the jail. They'll see whether they actually vote. Those still in jail will use absentee ballots. At the Philadelphia jail, one inmate admits she just registered to vote because it got her out of her cell. But inmate Paula Sharp says she plans to vote in the presidential election, whether she's still here or back home. She's 19 years old and facing trial for aggravated assault. She says she let a fight with her boyfriend get out of hand, and she stabbed him with a pocket knife. She says she regrets what she did. Sitting in an orange jumpsuit, Sharp says she wants to vote against President Bush.
I don't really think he's president for the people. I don't think he's for the people at all.
She says the war in Iraq especially has made her feel this way. Her cousin Tammy came home from fighting in Iraq with one arm and one leg missing. Paula Sharp thinks that just like her own behavior that got her into trouble could have been prevented, she thinks the war in Iraq could have been prevented too. Libby Lewis, NPR News.